This time, I'll begin to read from verse 7. Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verse 7 up to verse 16. The Bible reads, "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure or the stature or the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth for the body for the edifying of itself in love." If you would want a title to this sermon, the title is, "Are You Doing Your Part?" Are you doing your part? And this is basically from the exposition of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Let me read once more verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 4. "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of self in love." So the main focus really will be only just one statement in that verse, and the statement is, every part does its share. Every part does its share. Way back in 2006, I think, the LOBC elders undertook a series of sermons during the evening worship services. And the whole idea of those series was to prepare the church for the incoming pastor. at that point, we had extended the call to Pastor Karifungwa. We had had no pastor for 2 years. So we needed to prepare the church so that as this pastor comes in, the church could have the most out of his ministry. I remember there was an illustration that was given, which was twofold. And that illustration was picturing the church of God. So the first illustration was that the church oftentimes operates or functions like passengers on a bus. The driver is the pastor or elders. The passengers are church members. The pastor or the elders drive the church members to wherever they want to be or to go. The second illustration likened the operations of the church to that of a service station. In this country, we commonly call that a feeding station. The vehicle is fueled at the service station. Oil is checked, water is checked, the brake fluid is checked, and other things. Then after it's been refueled, off it goes to engage in errands. When it is low in terms of fuel, it gets back and it is refueled. Friends, I would like you to keep at the back of your mind these two illustrations, asking yourself which of the two best illustrates you as an individual. As we expound the statement, every part does its work or does its share. Three things I want us to particularly pay attention to as we expound the statement, every part does its share. Firstly, what parts are these that are being referred to? What are these parts? Secondly, what share of work is illustrated or alluded to rather here? Thirdly, what are the implications of this statement? Every part does its share. What are the implications of that statement? Thus we'll be answering three questions. What parts? What work? What implications? What parts? What work? What implications? Then we shall be done. Beginning with the first one, what parts? Friends, what is meant by parts here? Are the parts of the body of the Lord Jesus? The church is likened here to a human body, which is one entity but has different parts that constitute it. Some parts are visible, others are not visible. They are inside. Some parts are big, others are small. Similarly, the body of Jesus has many parts. These parts of the body of Christ are individual Christians. We are talking about those that are born again, that are converted, true Christians. The universal body of the Lord Jesus, friends, is made up of different, you know, Christians, and each one is a part of it. Both those that have gone ahead of us, those have gone to glory, and they're called, you know, they're part of the church triumphant. And those who are presently alive, including you and me, we constitute what is called the church militant. Friends, in this regard, every member of LOBC who is truly converted is a specific part of the body of Christ that finds expression locally as a local church in a physical sense. This universal church of Christ that we can't see finds expression in a local church that we can relate to, we can see physically. Let's answer the question, how does a person become a member of the body of Christ? How does one become a certain member of this body? Friends, it is through conversion. One has to be born again. The gospel must be preached to them. And once they believed in the gospel, which is the message of Christ, and they put their faith in Christ, then they call out for his mercy, for his forgiveness. Then that shows that they are part of the body of Christ, that conversion has in fact already been effected upon their soul. And this conversion is synonymous with the baptism with the Holy Spirit as recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Let me ask you a personal question, dear friend. Are you part of the body of the Lord Jesus? Those of you that are here, those of you that are hearing my voice out there, are you part of the body of Christ? I'm not asking whether you are on a membership list. It is possible to be a member even here at Louvre Road, at LBC, and yet not be a part of the body of the Lord Jesus. And there are a number of people that are in that category. It makes one to shudder, to tremble. Friend, you must have undergone conversion, wrought by the finger of God upon your soul through the power of the blessed Holy Spirit. And that conversion, everyone who has undergone that experience is joined to this body of Christ. They become a specific part of that body. Christ decides who should be what part. We don't decide. He decides. Because he's the head of this body. He's the nerve center of this body. He controls this body. It is his body. Let's come to the second point. Second question. What work? We've just been looking at the first point. What parts? Now, what work? In other words, we are asking the question, what share of work is this? What nature of work is referred to in the statement, every part does its share? Friends, it is the work of ministry, and it is clearly mentioned in verses 11 and 12 of the passage that we read. Let me read again verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the work of ministry. Friends, the work of pastors, the work of teachers, as well as the other offices mentioned in verse 11, in years gone by, their work basically is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. What this means, dear friends, is that every Christian is supposed to be involved in the work of ministry because they are part of the body of Christ. Look at your body. Every part of your body is involved in some functions, in some work. There's no part which is redundant, which has nothing to do, including the parts that we don't see. They are busy, engaged in something. This is supposed to be the case, dear friends, regarding every Christian. Friends, you cannot engage in the work of ministry without the equipping. By God, and this is why, for example, we read in verse 7, but to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And when you read verse 16, just reading a part of that, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. That effective working has to do with the grace of God, the enabling of the blessed Holy Spirit. Friends, a parallel passage in some ways, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, is even put clearer. Verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. The New International Version puts it this way: to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Putting it differently, a spiritual gift is the manifestation of the Spirit. It is that which shows that the Holy Spirit is present in this person. What are we saying here? We are saying this, dear friends, that it is impossible to minister to each other and consequently to serve God or engage in a ministry without a spiritual gift. Christian friend, do you know your spiritual gift or gifts? If you do know your spiritual gifts, to what extent are you using those spiritual gifts? Friend, notice that if you are a Christian, God has called you to engage in the work of ministry. And that work of ministry is about building the body of Christ to maturity. And hence the usage here of the word full stature, full man. That is the goal. Each one who is a Christian, who is a member of a local church, they contribute to all that overall goal of building the body of Christ. And in that work of ministry, a specific share of this work of ministry is given to each one. And this is what we read in verse 15. But see, if you like, by which every part does its share. Every part does its share. When you talk about a share, you are talking about something specific. If I say that I have shares in Zamtel, for example, what I'm saying is that I have a specific number of units called shares in Zamtel. One can count those. One can quantify those. So therefore, when you talk about sharing, we are sharing food. It means that you are allocating specific portions of food to the people involved. Therefore, dear friends, each one of us has a part, has a portion, has a share in this overall ministry of building the body of Christ. And your share, my share, was determined by Jesus Christ himself, the head. He decided. And whatever one is given, by the way, dear friends, is not too much or it's not too little. No one is supposed to be overtaxed or overworked. Because Christ did it perfectly. And each one, based upon the measure of God's grace given to them, based upon the spiritual gifts bestowed upon them. Friends, to what extent are we fulfilling the share of work which has been bestowed upon us, given to us by Christ? Or do you even know what this work is at all? But notice, dear friends, also that God's expectation is that you must engage in this work all the time. Our text says every part does its share of work. It is present continuous. Notice, every part does. Friend, if you are a Christian, it should be your default mode to engage in the work of ministry. It must be your default mode. You shouldn't be cranked to do it. But it must flow, if you like, naturally. As a specific part of the body of Jesus Christ, there are functions that God has designed for you to do. Just as this is true about your body, your physical body, and those functions must be going on all the time, always, continually. If you look at your body, your physical body, and some parts stopped working, that's very, very dangerous. It's a dangerous condition. It means that you are dying. Certain parts like the heart, the liver, the kidneys, you know, the lungs, if they stop working, you just know that you are on your way out, you are dead. There are other parts, however, even if they stop working, we can still manage to live, but not a normal life. The whole body will be affected. If my right hand is hurt, I'll only be using my left hand. How awkward it will be. I cannot do so much because of that limitation. What are we saying here? We are saying this. If you are the specific part of the body of the Lord Jesus, you are not functioning. You are putting the whole body in trouble. The whole body is not going to be as effective. Let me ask you, dear friend, Christian friend, would you say that you engage in the work of ministry all the time? That you are ever edifying God's people as you exercise your gift? Dear friend, time is short. Sooner or later, you have to leave this world for glory, and you must give an account to the Lord Jesus in terms of how you have carried out the portion of the work given to you, the share of the work given to you. Just last year, three of our friends at LOBC were called home. It means that the opportunity they had to do the work of ministry, that opportunity is now no more. We don't know whom God may call this year, 2021. Would you want to face your maker with your head up, as it were, or in shame? Because the portion, the share, or the work of ministry given to you was not fully attended to. Thirdly, what implications? We've looked at what part, then what work. Thirdly, and lastly, what implications? And with this, I'll close. So this is serving as our conclusion. What implications? Three implications, dear friends. I'd want us to bring to our attention as we conclude. First, the numeric and spiritual growth of the body of Christ, or the growth of the church, that is directly linked to each one of us. It depends upon you, Christian friend, and upon me. This is what we read, Ephesians 4:16, by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of self in love. As you do your share of ministry, each one, it brings about the growth of the body. It brings about the edifying of God's people, the strengthening spiritually of God's people. Secondly, I said three things. Secondly, the work of the pastor, the work of elders, is to prepare individual church members to undertake the work of ministry. Getting closer, you know, home. Pastor Kanifungwa has labored the past 14 years or so at LBC. He has faithfully preached the word of God, which is our spiritual food. To what extent would you say you have been prepared for ministry through his labor? To what extent would you say you've been making progress in doing your share of ministry over the past years? What about last year? When you look at last year, what progress did you make in doing your part, carrying out your share of ministry? We have just begun 2021. Will it be business as usual in 2021? Will you continue to sit on your spiritual gifts? Will you continue to be indifferent towards 85 God's people? Friends, we are presently living in very trying times with COVID-19 and this new variant on the rampage. This virus, dear friends, has caused much suffering to all, including Christians. The virus has brought about distress to the body of the Lord Jesus, to the church. Indirectly, through the hardships caused by the virus, as well as directly, in terms of not succumbing to the virus. During this period, dear friends, we ought to be more engaged in supporting one another, in ministering to one another, because these are difficult days. We need encouragement from one another. You can make a call, a phone call. You can send a text message, a WhatsApp, to someone and encourage them. You can have your ear to the ground. There are people that are struggling financially. They don't have even food to eat. We need to minister to one another more than any other time before, because of the nature of the period in which we are. We are under stress as a body. We can spend time in prayer. Prayer is such a great undertaking you can pursue, because when you pray, God intervenes, God does things. Last point. If you are not converted, if you are not a Christian, it is impossible for you to do the work of ministry. You might have tried to do things that Christians do, because you are found among Christians, because you come to church, but you failed, and failed lamentably. You need to be equipped, you need to be converted, you need to be filled by the Spirit of God for you to serve God. The work of ministry is a spiritual work. You need to be spiritual to engage in it. You need to be a work of Christ for you to do the work of Christ. Are you doing your part? Are you doing your share? Friends, let us examine ourselves as we venture by God's grace to this new year. Let us seek to be different. Let us apply ourselves to what God has called us, the portion of ministry that God has given us, because time is short. Amen.